films and all that kind of stuff. And so I got Catherine to, you can put a code in it, and you can find the channel, and you click on all the channels, and you can't access them yourself, but only your wife can. It's good though, isn't it? But we've got to be proactive. You come home tired at night, and you think, oh, that's interesting. Oh gosh, I don't really know, shouldn't be watching that. But you see, God doesn't want us to be informed by that, because it leads away from God. And so we've got to be quite rigorous about it. And so there's nothing worse knowing that my wife can control the TV without me doing anything. So I have to ask her, can we put some in? But I'd rather have that than have the rubbish that is horrible. It slimes you. It makes you feel rubbish about yourself. We don't want to be like that, do we? And so we've got to be proactive. We've got to be aware that the world is communicating things that are not good for us. Things that lead us astray. Things that are not good. But God wants to renew our minds so that he can speak to us. And that's the wonderful thing about the prophetic, is that God uses the mind's eye in us, doesn't he? That sense of, you know, you can't kind of see it with your eyes, but you can kind of, do you know that picture? You kind of get the pictures in your mind where you suddenly think, oh, I had a picture. Oh, I saw this, saw that. We want it to be so God can use it, so we see the right pictures there, the right images, so that we see and do what God is calling us to. It says in 2 Corinthians, and we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And I love it, isn't it? It's just wonderful that we as a people are on a journey together, being transformed by Jesus. And it's our responsibility to encourage each other in it, because sometimes it's a difficult walk, isn't it? We're all going through different things. Some things are easier for one person one season, and not so easy next season. It's not all blessings, it's not all deserts. But we need to support each other, we need to speak well of each other, we need to encourage each other, we need to build each other up. And transformed people reflect the light. Isaiah 9 promises that a light was going to come that's going to bring great light to the world. It says this, and the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And Jesus describes himself, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It says in Ephesians, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. And he loves it when we take time to find out what pleases him. We spend most of the time finding out what pleases us, don't we? And it's an amazing thing to just find out. I remember so many times I've gone out and been with the Lord, and suddenly I've spent time listening to him. And you get that connection with the Lord that suddenly you're interested in what he has to say. You're interested in what his thoughts are. And it's so moving, because he always absolutely blows you away, doesn't he? He gives you far more than you ever expected. You know, you make a small investment of a bit of time, and he absolutely blows you away. And so we're called to be those who find out what pleases the Lord. And if you don't know, this will tell you. Read God's word. It's not a burden, it brings life. It's exciting. It's a great story, isn't it? And they're true, which is even better. And so we're called to be those who reflect the light. So Jesus declared his kingdom. He modeled his kingdom. He called us to be part of his kingdom. He trained us up in his kingdom. He releases us to be kingdom people. And he's called us to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit and through his word, so that we can be those who reflect Jesus Christ and impact the places that God leads us into. So that transformed people will transform community. Matthew says, a student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. And in Paul in Ephesians 3, says this prayer towards, which is a prayer for the Ephesian church, but it's a prayer for the church that is to come. It says this: for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derive its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with his power through the Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And this is a wonderful prayer, isn't it? It's a real prayer. It's incredible insight. It's incredible revelation that he obviously knew himself. And he wants to communicate this revelation to us, so this becomes our prayer as well as his prayer. And what I love about it, it's about the whole family of God in heaven and on earth. There's no disconnection there. It's the whole family. It's the whole church. It's the Catholic. It's the Protestant. It's the whole church. All those who love Jesus, that God wants to welcome us together as his family in heaven and on earth, which derives its name, the name of Jesus. And he wants to know the power we have in him, the riches we have in him, the strength we have in him, and he wants the Spirit in us to be in our very inner being. And he wants us to be rooted and established in love. And I think that's one of the most powerful things. When we know we're loved, it gives us great freedom. When we know we're loved, everything becomes so much easier. When a child knows it's loved, it runs away from its parents because it knows it's, like it's always got someone to come back to. But one who doesn't know it's loved clings. I don't want to go away. I can't leave. Because I don't really know where I am. But the one who knows his love has great freedom. So a perfect love casts out all fear. Not just a little bit, but all fear. And I know that it's that God wants us to know the height. So he said the width, the long length, and the height of his love. And to know that love that surpasses knowledge, it's not about this, even though we need to develop our minds, of course we do. But it's about knowing God's love for us. It's knowing his passion for us. And when you look at John in the Bible, you see him as a person who pretty much teaches about God's love again and again and again and again and again. What more can you talk about? Everything you need to know. And the great thing is, it says this: now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us. And so I'm always encouraged by that, aren't you? That God's power can do far more than we can imagine, can do far more than we could ever understand, because of the power of God. There's a work within us. And as I'm just going to conclude here, I'm going to read something from 1 Peter. Which I believe somewhere towards the back. It says, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
If anyone speaks, he should do it in one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, the power, forever and ever. Amen. And so just concluding, God has called us to follow him, to follow Jesus on that road. And it's on that road that he wants to transform us by the power of the Holy Spirit and by his word. He declared the kingdom of God. He calls us to be part of the kingdom of God. He modeled the kingdom of God. He sent them out to be ministers of the kingdom of God. And he called them to be transformed from Simon the reed blown in the wind to Peter the rock in which he could build his church on. And he wants to do exactly the same with us, so that we're not blown away by the wind, but we're established on the rock. So can we have that song, that new song which we had? He's behind me, he's behind you. There you are. That one about the transforming, that'd be grand. And then, shall we stand? Then we're just going to invite the Lord to, we've had the word bit, we're now going to have the spirit bit.